the prayers of the people, I will, the response is, I will say, God, hear our prayer, and the response is the sung response of Ubi Caritas. Let us pray. Gracious One, we revel in the beauty of this ever-evolving world of wonder, mystery, and hope. We live into this mystery with the hope that we will multiply this beauty, nurture transformation, and seek shalom, seek peace, seek to live responsibly as the human family. Live with anticipatory faithfulness. We acknowledge our short-sightedness, our avarice, our false assumptions about our human superiority. We live in a time of great turning, of transformation, as we seek a new relationship with the earth and with each other. Mitigating the effects of climate change and adapting to a post-carbon economy, adapting to a new form of sustainability in the way we live our lives. God, hear our prayer. We pray this day for our sisters and brothers around the world, for the hope in Myanmar with the release of Suu Kyi, for G20 resolutions to help the planet and economy to be more just, for glimpses of hope and peace in remote places. We offer our prayers of solidarity and hope aloud or in our hearts. God, hear our prayer. In our own country, for the signing finally of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, for decisions about our economy, about the taking care of our natural resources like potash, for improvements in oil and gas refining, may our leaders who have taken these baby steps turn them into bold actions of transformation that again have our country lead and be part of a world of transformation and global justice. For our own community, this faith community, this neighborhood, may a politics of care and compassion guide our leaders. May we extend our hands to those in need and raise our voices to call for justice, for transportation systems, for local food, for care for the dispossessed and hurting. All of these local concerns we raise as symbols and as heartfelt ways that we live the gospel here in our community. God, hear our prayer. For ourselves, God, for our vulnerabilities, for our hopes, for the courage to be your people in our daily walk. Whether we struggle, whether we stride, whether we leap with joy, your presence and your breath of goodness inspires us deeply. May we breathe in this goodness. May it hold us and nurture us. And for those in our community that we offer prayers of healing and hope and transformation, we offer prayers of thankfulness for Marion and Walter and Ida, and for others that you can name who celebrate this day. And our prayers for those in need of solidarity, Marg Porteous, Ray and Rhea Whitehead, Roger and Cindy Townsend, grieving the father, the death of Cindy's father, Brad Ratscliffe and family, grieving the death of Brad's grandmother, Margaret Ratscliffe, for Gary Redcliffe's family and friends, and all those who grieve, for those who hurt, who are unnamed here, but in our hearts. And we pray together the ecumenical prayer. We pray with the church in Cameroon, in Central African Republic, and Ecuadorian Guinea. When we contemplate such beauty, the immensity before us, the blossoming colors and scent, the surprising diversity of all that surrounds us, the green forest, the animals, and the intelligence which allows us to create with God, we can only express our joy at being your companions and gladly sing for the generosity of your love. Amen.